Roscoe, you there, Roscoe? You on the line?
Oh, he's still ringing.
Ringing.
No, he's airline.
You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what did the guy do? He cut their underwear off?
While they were sleeping, yeah.
Slipped their BVDs. And they did they wake up?
Well, in some cases they didn't report it, apparently, so I guess it was sort of good for everybody.
Jesus. Sort of a freedom vibe.
Yeah, sort of like small town weird sex vibe, you know?
Oh, like you guys are leaving town tomorrow?
What?
No, I mean, that's what they say. They're happy, you know, because they can't do that stuff normally because everyone in town knows.
Oh, true.
So the dark stranger passing through, you know?
Mm-hmm. So to speak, two ships in the night, the Stockholm and the Andrea Doria.
So, what's the vibe today, Roscoe?
Oh, man, I had a couple interesting things happen. It was kind of funny. You know, I've been trying to get rid of a lot of clothes and stuff around here just because of the curse of the New York apartment. There's never enough room.
Yeah.
But it used to be good when they had that Salvation Army on 11th Street and 1st Avenue.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could drop it off there and blah, blah, blah. But every once in a while it would be really funny because you would see some of your stuff.
On your friends.
On a street person or something. And I dropped off a whole bunch of stuff the other day, and I just put it, like, on the top of my trash, you know, because there's so many trash pickers, I knew someone would get it. So I saw this park-dwelling fella wearing my Enigma sweatshirt.
Awesome.
And it was just great. It was just great to see that.
That wasn't the former president of Enigma, was it, now dwelling in the park?
No. No, it wasn't him. Too bad. I'm sure he put some dough away before he ran his company into the ground.
A little stash of Cinderella money there for retirement.
Yeah, something like that. Poison. With a couple override points on poison. that was the vibe. That one, I was thinking of another one the other day when I was talking to you, Bruce, but
yeah.
I know I forgot it.
Well, what about the thing is guys, you know, sort of burnout lawyer types that, like, what was that great phrase you used? Never mind. Anyway, their thing is to, like, have a few too many and then, like, take their pants off in the bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is an amazing phenomenon.
It's an identifiable one, too. I recognize exactly what you meant.
Yeah, it's like an alcoholic response action.
It's true. You burn out all those other parts of your brain.
I must be hanging around in the right bars because I haven't seen this.
it's an out-of-town thing.
Yeah, it happens more in a little more celebratory atmosphere, like maybe in the Hamptons or, you know, it happens in Wisconsin.
Oh, when they get to, like, loosen up?
Yeah, and then there's some guys that just, you know, it's not even, they don't discuss it or anything. They just take off their pants. And go, you know?
Yeah.
It's
usually a few years before they finish the job.
Right.
There it is. That's that phrase.
Before they finish the job. Yeah, a friend of mine, he finally finished the job. He's no longer with us.
They retired his glass.
He finished the job.
They put a wreath upon his door. First time I've seen her smile in years.
Well, that's about it for the vibe. I was digging that set. A lot of new tunes in there.
New old tunes, right?
Yeah, old tunes unearthed.
Hey, you guys,
glad you got them before Eddie G did.
Yeah, really?
Who's in charge of the fund this summer, by the way? We should work that out. Well, Roscoe's going to be married this summer.
Well, I don't see any reason we'll let him off the hook.
Steve does have a Don't Fear the Reaper t-shirt.
Can we put Steve in charge of the fund this summer?
Is he out there?
No.
Oh.
Generally speaking, I need to know pretty soon because I'm not having any.
Uh-huh. We'll work some out.
When in doubt, follow Jeremy Tepper everywhere he goes and do whatever he does.
Make it upstate with him today, you know?
Yeah, he's racking up a lot of frequent flyer miles.
No kidding. I can't follow him to, like, you know, D.C. for a convention, although I tried.
Well, the same week as the riots.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could get some kind of associateship from Vending Times.
And cut into my life's work, Roscoe? I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe we should apprentice Bruce to the Rivington School. Is he ready for the next level of fun?
He got the haircut.
All you need is a couple bars of lava.
And a brand.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it would help if I had some brain damage, but judging from the
that
hand movement.
That comes with.
Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
Comes with a tattoo.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, play some more records. Maybe. What are you guys up to this evening?
Oh, dinner, drinks, dancing.
Dinner and a show.
One and two?
Yeah, we'll probably be at two.
Probably
you
two
know,
for Spot, right?
Hanging out with Spotster after a little, like, Chinatown action.
Ah.
What's your scene?
Well, I got to do a little running around, and, yeah, I'll probably catch up with you.
Yeah, I'm going to try and freak with Bob later.
Where's the fun this week, Roscoe? All I know is there's a soul club on my birthday. That's about it.
Really?
When's you know
that?
Anything?
On Wednesday?
Thursday.
Your birthday?
Thursday soul club. 145 Hudson Street.
I don't know of any fun.
No? Hey, did you go to see Guns N' Roses at the Ritz the other night?
No, I missed that, too.
I heard it sucked.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they're not too good at their thing, but...
But at least they're not, you know, they kind of are for...
Girls love them.
For this stupid, you know, for the Mall Rebel generation, they do need their bad boys, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Well, isn't it Jane's Addiction's job this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, they've kind of got the college rock crossover skateboard...
They say
metal
tribal.
Tribal, man.
I don't know. They get into that.
Come on,
they get into that Led Zeppelin. The words don't mean anything. I'd rather hear some guy, some stupid mall kid, you know, with his own stupid opinion.
Yeah.
You know, than some fake, you know, sort of.
If we become
strangeness.
If we become junkies and don't talk to anybody, will we be famous too?
Possibly, but I.
We gotta get our hair worked on, I guess.
I don't know. Well, at least we got it.
Yeah. You know,
some of us more nuts.
You know, Guns N' Roses and Poison and all those bands had all had plastic surgery on their mugs.
On their mouths?
On their, you know, they just all got like cheekbone things and all kinds of weird stuff. I got this all from an insider in the metal world.
I'm sure it's all gonna react eventually in the manner of the. Of the silicone, you know,
drip.
elbow implants that they put in these women.
No, Roscoe, did you hear about the pectoral implants they got?
Pectoral implants?
I swear.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see
that
story?
In the Daily News, yeah.
Yeah,
from men.
Pec implants for men. I got this picture of Charles Atlas on here.
Can you hold up the picture of
Pec? Radio Sight Gag.
Unbelievable. $6,500. You can get these three little 3 to 4 inch cigar shaped implants of solid silicone.
$6,500. You can have a guy come over to your house and lift weights for you
while you snack and watch.
Right.
I want to know how much it costs to get a third eye installed in the middle of your head.
A little more than that.
Well,
maybe not.
I mean, you know, the plastic surgery false metal thing, I don't know what's up with Nick Mars, man. You ever see him in person?
He's their dad.
He looks like someone's
grandmother. He's the real ugly one.
He's their dad.
Like everything's starting to fall off of
him. They're nice to him because he's their dad.
He, like, bought the van and everything
when he
started
out. Something like that. He made some kind of deal like this. Look, you kids, you know, if you let me play in the band, you know.
Dad, you got to wear a wig.
I'll buy you a van. I don't mind the wig, you know.
I'll get the tattoos.
We were doing that years ago. But he does look like one of those like potato head things that they do, that English animation potato head vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not really there.
Yeah, I think the Quay brothers did him.
Oh man. Okay, well, play records and rock on. I'll catch you on the booze cruise.
Okay,
big silicon, bro.
And I'll be calling next weekend from Nash Vegas during Roscoe's bachelor party weekend.
The State of the Vibe Report, folks.